Why don't we turn to Pasha Shaiftim to show you a deacon of Rashi? Very interesting deacon. And the Teretz is also very interesting. In Shaiftim, when it talks about those who go back and don't go to war, they go home. They don't go to war. The policemen, the shaitrim, and they say, you built a new house, and you didn't make the Chanukah Sabayis yet on it. Go home. You might die in the war. And if you die, someone else will be Mechanech and take over your house. You're going to go to war in distress. So, distress is not good. You could die from stress, panic, anguish, your mind's distracted. You don't see the enemy in front of you. So go home. Let's say you planted a vineyard and you didn't reap the fruit yet. Go home. Penyamus or Muhammad and someone else take your gather the grapes, and you're not going to be happy about it, so you're going to have anguish, you're going to be in war, and you're going to have anguish. We don't need you in war. And what if you were Eras Isha? You did Kiddushin to an Isha, Lo Lekocho, but you didn't do Nesuin yet. Also go back. Perhaps you will die in the war. And someone else is going to marry her. That's it. So all these three things, the bias, the kerem, the isha, potters you from going to Mulchama. Says Rashi, on the last case, not the bias case, not the kerem case, but the isha case. Pen yomus b'mulchama, yoshev pen yomus. Perhaps you're going to die. She'im lo yishma ledivrei ha'koyen, kedai hu she'yomus. If you're not going to listen to the divrei koyen, could die that you should die. You listen to the Kohen? He said, don't go to war. You go to war? Could die she yomus. But he's touching up Rashi. Pen yomus means because of his aver of not listening to the Kohen, he might die. Now Rashi only said this on the third case. So the Mephoshim may die. You have the same deed?
No,
the Mephosh asked on Rashi, why didn't he say, you planted a kerem, you didn't reap the grapes, so go home. And if you're not going to go home, you're not going to listen to the Kohen, you're going to go to war when you shouldn't, punishment, you might die in the Muhammad. And not only that, could die. It's worth, you're worthy to die because you didn't listen to the Kohen. He didn't say it by the kerem. He didn't say, well, if you build a house and he didn't make the chinuch, and then you're going to be worrying about it. Pen yomus b'mulchama. Says pen yomus b'mulchama. So Rashi should say, pen yomus b'mulchama, it's kedai that you'll die in a war. Because you didn't listen to the Kohen. He tells you to go home. You're not listening to the Kohen. Anti-authority. What a problem. So why didn't Rashi say it only by Eris Isha and not by the other two? That was the kasha I saw about an hour and a half ago. So, if you have a suggestion, you could tell us. And if you don't, you could hear this teretz and see what you say.
Is so involved other people?
What does that mean?
And how it's just
new house. It's not for me. It doesn't involve someone else. My isha involves another party. So
very good. That's the teretz that I saw. Boy. He's saying the teretz. He says, don't. He says, let me explain the case, he says. He says, the case we're talking about, that he built the house, and he's going to war. He says, you can't go to the war, because you're going to worry about your house. It's going to, you're going to feel, you're going to get a little atzmus that you're going to give it up. So he says, I want to be Makadosh Shem Shemayim. I'm going to be mafker in my house. I want to go to war. I want to fight. I'm going to make my house hefker. No anguish anymore. So he says, okay. So he'll go. It's fine. He planted a vineyard. He didn't gather the fruit. So he says, okay, go home, buddy. We don't want you to be upset when you go to war. He says, no, I got to fight. Kadosh Shemayim. Gavaldig. So the Kohen says, sorry, got to go home. He says, you know what? I'm mafker my kerem. I'm making it hefker. I want to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. Who cares if I have a kerem or not? Kadosh Shem Shemayim, they're fighting the war for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, okay. So he could do that. No problem. He married. He's Kedushin Tanisha. So he Kedushin Tanisha, they go home. We don't want any distractions. So he says, I want to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. I'll give my wife a get. No problem. It's a very simple solution. I'll give my wife a get so I can go ahead and be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. There Rashi says, listen, you can't do that. You want to be frum in someone else's cheshbon? You want to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim at the expense of another yid of giving gerushin? When the Gemara says that if you give a get to your wife, the Mizbeach cries. The Mizbeach sheds tears. On someone else's cheshbon? No. That's a no-no. You could be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim if it doesn't affect other people who don't want the effect. If you're going to affect other people because you want to do a mitzvah, that's not what the Torah wants. And if you did go anyway, and you megarish your wife, kedai hu shiyomus. That's not a mitzvah that Hashem wants. It's a big aveira. Even though you're Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. It can't be on someone else's cheshbon. Your Bein Adam L'Hashem can't be on the cheshbon of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. A very big yesoid. Sometimes you have a conflict. I want to do this mitzvah, but it's going to do harm to someone else. What would Hashem want? Learn the sugya and sukkah, or mitzvah bo b'aveira. What's mitzvah bo b'aveira? I want to do a mitzvah. I don't have a lulav. But Hashem says this is a very important mitzvah. So I'm going to steal someone else's lulav. I'll bring it back. He'll have it. I'm going to go nets, and he could do later. Morgan Avram, or the Gura. Mitzvah bo b'aveira, Hashem doesn't want your korban. He doesn't want it. On someone else's cheshbon? Not taking into consideration someone else? They once came to Reb Shach, Zechut Zal Rebrocha, Rosh Yeshiva Ponovich. The menahel of the school and a Rebbe. And they said, we have a troublemaker. Not that he's a troublemaker, but he's affected the other bachur. Lara. So Reb Shach listened and listened. He says, is there any other eitzah we could do? He says, there's no other eitzah. So he says, okay. Then you have to throw him out. He was going to be mashpia. Mashpia for when other people were ra. You say, achikenu mi'odom or mi'chover or v'shochin. There's a lot of people you got to be away from. Your friend, your neighbor. You have to get rid of him. So they expelled him. One day, the Manal's walking in the Beis Medrash, local Beis Medrash, and he sees that Reb Shach is learning with this guy who they threw out. So he walked over to Reb Shach and said, Rebbe, what are you learning with him for? You threw him. He was such a troublemaker. You had to get rid of him. You're the one who decided to get rid of him. He said, you're right. Mitzad the class, you had to get rid of him. But you can't throw him to the dogs. You still got to take care of his ruchnius. There's no one to take care of his ruchnius. I made the pesach. I got to take care of his ruchnius till I find someone else. Just reject, throw him away. It's a mitzvah. Sometimes it's a mitzvah to be marchik. The Ananei HaKovid threw out those people, the Erev Rav, and other people, Parashay B'Don. Not good company. You got to leave. You say, disconnect. But even though you disconnect, it can't be. And the Ra, on the cheshbon of someone else, will keep him there. We got to keep him there. You got to save. He says, no. You can't save on the cheshbon of other people if it's going to affect other people. And then even when you throw him out, you still got to take care of him. Doesn't mean it's over. Chazal see the Pesach. You have roommates. Maybe you like to learn in your room. Could you turn on the light? That's what I want to learn. I'm learning Torah, that's fine. Yeah, but maybe not on the cheshbon of someone else. Not if you're going to be taking away someone else's sleep. Who says you could do that? Or making noise, or listening to music too loud. I have to put myself in a good mood. It's a mitzvah to be besimcha. Mitzvah gedayla liyah is besimcha. So I'm going to do a mitzvah, not just a mitzvah, a gedayla. I want to hear some good music. Very nice. But not on the cheshbon of someone else. Or you're taking away a sleep, or you can't fall asleep. Hashem doesn't like those mitzvahs. And if it's tam not for a mitzvah, then it's definitely a no-no. We have to have certain sensitivities. You know, you're in a shul, or Beis HaKnesses, or yeshiva, where there's a certain level how loud you go. From soft, medium, loud. And you have someone who wants to come in and say, Yehi Shmei Rav at the top of his lungs. It says, "Chol Oimer Yehi Shmei Rabba b'chol koichai." What?
Koyim lo gzardino.
Koyim lo gzardino. They tear up the gzardino. If you had a gzardin against you, they tear it up. So you say, it says b'chol ram. So I'm going to be machmir. Yesh, mate! That's what it says. I mean, the cold room doesn't have to be the cold room like that, 100 degrees higher than everybody else. It could be 20 degrees higher. Syllable, what do they call syllables?
So Mishnah Berurah says that you shouldn't have it louder than what is in the shul so that people don't make fun of you.
Okay. I'm not even talking about the fun. You know what I mean? If you're in a Vartika, maybe you want to be made fun of. Because they like to have self-degradation. You know what I mean? He's not worried about it. He wants to do his mitzvah. Very nice you want to do the mitzvah, but if it's on a cheshbon of someone else, people can't down because you're so loud, then Hashem doesn't want it. B'chol koichai, there's two pshatim b'chol koichai. One is Machlois Rashi and Tosfos, if I'm not mistaken. One pshat is with all the kavana. That's b'chol koichai.
Rashi.
Hmm?
Rashi.
Okay. So you don't have to choose Tosfos. I mean, you could do Rashi too, and Rashi is a very big parish we could trust. And even if you don't choose Rashi, you want to do Tosfos, make sure it's not on the cheshbon of somebody else. You know what I mean? So that's an important thing, to take someone else on cheshbon. You have to think about it. When you want to do mitzvahs and it involves something that affects other people, you gotta be careful. I heard once the story of the Chazon Ish, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in Bnei Brak. He was ready to daven shacharis and put on his talis. There was another person in front of him who was putting on his talis. And when he put on the talis to do the itav, the tzitzis went into the Chazon Ish's face and like, whoosh. So he said, as a joke, when it wasn't a joke, he said, the reason why we do ituf on a talis, because it's like the Chazal call it a ituf like an Arab, ituf Arabi. That's how they, ituf like Arabi. So you have to do it. So he says, when Chazal said ituf Arabi, doesn't mean to do what the Arabs do and try to smack you in the face and kill you. That was his remark. He yoise with the mitzvah. So what's this? What's so bad? Take a look before you go. Take a look if there's anyone around there. Maybe you'll hit the guy in the face. That means watch your surroundings. Don't do the mitzvah in the cheshbon of even someone like that, even though you're yoise with the mitzvah. It's always about thinking about someone else. Don't get lost in the mitzvah. It has to be with a cheshbon sometimes. Even though you think you're doing a mitzvah. I think once by the Chofetz Chaim, that he said that he had a guest in his room, and he gave him his bed, and then when the guy woke up in the middle of the night, he saw there was a light, a blanket, and a person under the blanket. It was the Chofetz Chaim. He went to learn at night. But he can't keep the light on. He took a whole blanket, and he learned under the light, and it was dark in the room. Now, you wouldn't want to stop the Chofetz Chaim from learning Torah, the Chofetz Chaim. I'll fall asleep with the light on. And the Chofetz Chaim could say, yeah, my learning is holding up the world. So I need the light. So the Chofetz Chaim didn't make those cheshbonos. He says, if you be disturbed, no matter what it is, what's my learning worth if it's coming from hurting someone else? So we have to make that cheshbon many times in life. Your roommates, it's definitely a cheshbon. Yeah. You spill something on the floor. Spill your coffee coming down the stairs. Right? So what the mention of the thing is to go clean it up. Right? He says, but then I'll be late for minyan. You'll be 2 minutes late. Start on time. Someone else might come. Number one, if he sees it, there might be, ugh. What if he's an istinus? You know, one of those sensitive people, you know, istinus, that you're not allowed to kill a roach in front of him. It's an alveva because you're making him feel, ugh. And maybe he doesn't see it, and then he might slip on it. That could be. So in your situation, it involves other people. I would say that the psak is clean it up. It'll be 2 minutes late. Dominate a little faster this time. You have to ask, what would Hashem want from me? Would he want to kiddush Hashem? I'll divorce my wife? Kiddush Hashem! Hashem says, if you did that, you could die. You could die that you shouldn't make it through the war. That's how strong it is. Because it involves somebody else. You have to make cheshbonos.